It was the early 1980s. I'm a young pastor in my 20s, my mid-20s, and I'm trying to do my best for the Lord and for my family. Didn't make much as a pastor. And I so wanted a computer. That's kind of how that began. I couldn't afford one. There was IBM sold them. Gracious, you had to be wealthy to buy one then from IBM. It was called a personal computer, a PC. Then Radio Shack sold some, but gracious, even that was very expensive. And I remember praying the Lord would help me get one. And I saw a magazine article on how you could build what was called an IBM clone. And it listed a vendor where you could buy components from and a brief article on how to assemble it. Very brief. There was no YouTube. There was no internet. But somehow I took that opportunity, bought some components, prayed hard, and God guided me to build one, and it worked. And I sold that, built another, and it became a way to provide for my family. But my little girls were, you know, not even in school yet, not even in kindergarten. And so I guess all they probably ever saw their daddy do in the spare time was work on those computers. And I remember one day asking my little girl, Meg, I said, who does daddy love? And I wanted to hear her say, of course, I wanted to hear her say, Megan. She did not. She did not. What I heard with my ears as she looked me in the eye was say, computers. And I was so convicted because I knew God in the moment, God used that to say, see, this is how people determine what you love. It's what you invest your time in. It's what you spend your life doing. And I determined in that moment that my life would not be defined by a computer. That it would be my love for Jesus Christ and my love for the people that he places in my life and the people that he died for. That's what I want to define my life. Not an object. And as it turns out, all these things, they can rob us of our life if we're not careful. They truly can. Cars, our hobbies, and things that really are insignificant can rob us of our days and our nights and our time. And the people that love you, if they would be honest, may say that the thing that you love is not really what you really, really love. But it's what they see. And so, let's not let our lives be determined by stuff that's here today and gone tomorrow in the trash that really doesn't matter. Because in the end, what matters is Jesus Christ and his love for us and our heart and love for him and our passion for the people that he places in our lives. That's what's eternal. That's what matters. That's what we must invest in. And so when others look at our lives, they'll say, oh, here's not a person that loved maybe the Atlanta Braves, or here's a person that loved hunting, or here's a person that loved to cook. Here's a person that loved fishing. Or here's a person that loved camping or the outdoors. What we really, really would love for people to say is, here's a man or woman that loved Jesus. Here's a man or woman that loved the people that God placed in his life. Because in the end, that's what's eternal. That is what matters. And so I'm thankful that God opened my eyes years ago to how quickly time is slipping and how easily people can misread what we truly love and how honestly we can make the mistake of investing our lives in things that are just temporary and insignificant.